When Jesus was with his disciples at the end, he gathered them together and he took the bread. He gave thanks and broke it and gave it to his disciples. Before we take it together, the bread symbolizes us as a body. We'll take it all together at the same time because we are a body, symbolizing that. But also, the body he gave was a sacrifice that opened the way to God. And then Paul goes on in Romans 12, and he says this, "Therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship." It's an act of worship to get our bodies, give our whole lives, everything that's there, turn it over to God. So we just pray for a moment here to do that. Father, we thank you for the wonderful body of Christ. But we do thank you most of all that your body was bruised, shed, and offered completely to open the way, to be the sacrifice that was needed to open the way to God. And Lord, you've then come back through your servant Paul to tell us that you want us to do the same thing. The only place for a sacrifice is to be on the altar. And so, Lord, you're calling us as a body to bring our bodies to you, all that we have, all our abilities, our capacities, everything, and place it on the altar as a living sacrifice. And Lord, we collectively and individually do that now. And to symbolize that, we eat this bread. Then he took the cup. He gave thanks and offered it to them. And they all drank it. Now we'll hold for just a moment just to think about the blood. The blood, the cleansing blood, but also it's a healing blood. Some of you may need healing. And by drinking this is not an assurance of healing, but it is a reminder of us of the power that's in the blood. The healing power, healing of relationships, healing of hurts, healing of, yes, even our bodies physically. The blood brings healing. Let me read the passage in Revelation 5. And it has the picture. And suddenly they saw the lion, the tribe of Judah, representing the power that he is the Lion of Judah. But suddenly they looked back and saw it was a lamb. He moved from a lion to a lamb. And looking at them, he was a slain lamb standing in the center of the throne. And then it says they sang a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open the seals because you were slain. And with your blood you purchased men and women for God. From every tribe and language and people and nation, you have made them to be a kingdom of priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth. They took the cup and they drank it. Take the cup. Father, as we take this cup, this grape juice goes into our bodies, but it reminds us of the power and cleansing and the healing of the blood of God. It opens up to us that this blood was the seal of the new covenant. It tore away the curtain that held us away from the Holy of Holies. And now, Lord, because of the blood of Christ, we can go in freely into the very precious presence of God. All because of the blood. All because of what you've done for us. Lord, I would pray that you would do healing. Healing even now of souls and hearts. With your blood, you will heal them. You will heal us and forgive us from those sins which haunt us. Lord, your forgiveness is complete. As far as the east is from the west, so far have you removed our sins from us, all because of the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for him. We thank you for the opportunity to be together. And thank you that you reign on high as the Lion and the Lamb. In his precious name, amen.